France is caught up in a different kind of media frenzy this week as Le Monde hits French newsstands. If you're familiar with Le Monde, the French daily newspaper, Le Monde may come on as a bit of a surprise. It looks a lot like the original, but in style, it's actually closer to that satirical U.S. publication, The Onion. Le Monde is a lighter take on U.S.-France relations, and here to tell us about the spoof is Tom Hennigan, the chief political correspondent at Reuters in Paris. He joins us from his home in Paris. Good. Thanks for staying up to talk to us.
It's not that late here. It's almost about 10 o'clock. That's fine.
Okay.
With you.
Well, at first glance, one might not realize that this is not today's copy of Le Monde, right?
It's got the whole format of Le Monde. Of course, the name is Le Monde, so you're a bit suspicious.
Now, what's the headline?
The headline is American, British, and Monaco forces land in France.
And Monaco forces?
And Monaco, yes, sir. The French media have been very careful usually to not say coalition forces, because they say, in fact, it's only a duo there. It's the Americans and the Brits.
I'm sure they've irritated the Australians no end.
Well, I don't know whether the Australians have noticed.
Now, I'm looking at a copy of the paper that you were kind enough to fax over to us. Of course, it's in French, so that does not help me a great deal. There are some pictures, though, on the front page, and a political cartoon. Can you describe it for us?
The cartoon is a standard feature of Le Monde. They have a very good cartoonist who's on there every day. And the spoof cartoon they've done here shows the Statue of Liberty coming ashore in Normandy on the D-Day beaches, like in 1944. She's dripping wet, and Marianne, the woman who's the symbol of the French Republic, is greeting her with a big smile and says, "Oh, we hope you stay this time." And behind Marianne stands a kind of sheepish Chirac, and then Saddam Hussein right next to him.
I understand one of the casualties they report is Tony Blair.
Poor Tony Blair. He was reported going on a bombing mission over Normandy, and as he was flying back and landing in Heathrow, a little bit improbably, he was hit by friendly fire.
And U.S. Special Forces liberated Euro Disney?
They went there. One of the first things they got was Euro Disney, and in fact, they say that there were CIA agents there planted in advance just to make sure that the seizure was done properly.
And we have to credit the Monde for the first time I'd heard the wonderful word Chiraki.
That was great. And Chiraki, sadomistic, like sadistic.
And the president of France is on the run, I understand.
Yes, he, as they said, he was woken up and appeared unshaven on TV to address his compatriots. But he seemed to have gotten a bit confused because he said, "We have to fiercely resist our American friends." And then the broadcast was cut off, and he was said to have gone into an underground tunnel to run all the way down to the Mediterranean.
Now, what does this tell us about the French sentiment towards the United States and the war in Iraq?
Well, the first thing it tells us is that they're keeping their sense of humor despite the barrages they're getting from the conservative press in America and in Britain. Because they report about that. They know what's being said about them.
Mm-hmm.
But they just shrug it off and they say, well, that says more about the people who are saying those things than it does about us, doesn't it?
I guess in a way it does. There are some economic costs, though.
For France?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah. And they're concerned about that. In fact, it was interesting. Before the war broke out, everybody, but just about everybody, was behind Chirac 100%. Well, it's very popular. You know, we don't want to go to war. And what happened after that, though, once the war started, there was quiet here. And then you began to hear a few conservative politicians and then more and more businessmen saying, we don't think this has been done right, and it's going to cost us something. But Chirac and his foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, they're convinced that they're on the right path and everybody else is wrong, and that they have to stand up for the UN almost at all costs.
No.
And that's not questioned too much. I think it may be coming, but it's not being questioned at the moment that much.
Tom Hennigan, thanks very much. Tom Hennigan is the chief political correspondent at Reuters. He joined us from his home in Paris to talk about Le Monde. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.